My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to Inside United. With me today is our new Operation Manager for Ministerial and Member Services. His name is Mark Welch, and he has been on the job here for 1 month. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Vic. It's very good to be here for my very first podcast ever.
Well, you'll get to like this. But today what I want to do is to talk about the job and the role as Operation Manager of Ministerial and Member Services. Notice that I said Ministerial and Member Services. About 6 years ago, we added the Member Services part to this responsibility because it's not only managing what ministers do, but managing what ministers do, you know, which is to take care of their congregations. So we want to talk about that today. So how's the first month on the job been?
It really has been a real blessing to be here at the home office. The unity, the camaraderie here at the home office. You know, I'm so used to just being at home and just serving the brethren in my church areas for the last 40 years, or 35, whatever it's been. And it's different coming in every day to an office like this, but I've really enjoyed it and really love the people here at the home office. And it's really given me a better sense of what God's doing in the United Church of God.
Right. And I'm so glad that you've been so enthusiastic, even after a month, you know, to be hopefully looking to the future. Mark, what are your plans as far as the future education of the ministry? The reason I ask this is that at one time we had a college, you know, we had, I wouldn't necessarily call it seminarian type of training, but it was a training in the Word of God, whether it be the Gospels, whether it be the Epistles of Paul or the Old Testament, whatever. And what are your thoughts as far as the further development of not only the newer ministers coming on, but also continuing education for our older ministers?
Well, I believe we have a wealth of very experienced ministers, some that have just dedicated themselves to studying the Bible faithfully and diligently, and they understand it. They have certain areas of expertise that they've looked into more than other things. And in the transition period before I actually moved here, I was shuttling back and forth three or four different times between Texas and Ohio. And I was able to go to the PDP, Pastoral Development Program. And I thought we had some really good information for our young pastors. But I know there are other things, there are other people that can contribute and share. So as I continue in this job, I'm sure I'll see where people have strengths that they can help us with. So I'm going to be looking for those, and we'll make that available to our ministry as time allows.
Well, I know that I'm always looking out for people who have specialty knowledge. The scientists, you know, those who have knowledge about, you know, scientific things, biological life itself. Then there are those who are specialists with finances, you know, that can help, you know, in that particular way. So that's part of the job that we have here at the home office, is seeing the big picture, seeing how we can use the resources, the people that we have, and maximizing the strengths from the people that we have.
We're very small, but we are a worldwide work. You know, God has called people from all parts of the earth. And so it is exciting to be able to work with various people, different cultures. I just meeting some of those at the PDP. Phileas Jere was out here, and his wife, and it was really wonderful to get to know them. And they have so much to offer. You know, so excited, so full of God's spirit and enthusiasm.
Well, one of the goals that I've always had in my ministry when I worked at church administration and so forth, was to make certain that our ministry provide a very joyful environment. We are helpers of a person's joy. I think about this through the week as I prepare my sermon. Do I just give something that kind of fulfills minimum requirements, or is it something that really can be encouraging and enlightening at the same time?
Yes, I couldn't agree more. It's a blessing to be able to address God's people. Yeah, we're going to continually try to upgrade our speaking by having various ministers present ways to become more effective, to really get into the hearts and minds of God's people, to help educate them, to help them see the Bible more clearly, to expose the Bible for what it is. It's just full of gold mine. It's a gold mine for us, and you know, we need to understand it. And so working with the ministry to help them do a better job of just explaining God's word and making it come alive for God's people, that's one of the things that I want to see happen.
I know that I'm very happy with what our ministry is doing overall, because my wife and I like to listen to sermon, you know, MP3s in the evening, and we listen to a lot of them. And we have actually been very, very pleased about the quality. We feel that some of our elders, unknown to me even, you know, coming up with some very, very good constructive thoughts, not just a rehash of something that they learned a long time ago and had given three or four times previously, but I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I really agree. In fact, every day I listen to a sermon when I jog or walk. I go out and try to have some time outside, but I listen to a sermon, different people. I listen to some of mine once in a while. It's pretty painful.
Oh, I don't like to listen to mine.
It is painful, but I do try to improve my speaking, and I think it helps on occasion to listen to our sermons. But I've been edified every time I've listened to a message in one way or another. I've been edified. You know, there's much that we can learn. I know a lot of our members listen to a lot of sermons. You know, I've talked to a lot of them. They're really diligent themselves, our membership, and getting fed every day.
One of the things that you've talked about a lot, and it's very important for all of us, and it was the prayer of Jesus Christ. In fact, his last words where he was in solitude, a prayer for unity. And these were Christ's very, very poignant words to his disciples, not only of his time, but also for all time. And yet has been one of the greatest, I feel, transgressions of the church, you know, over time in allowing division and allowing disunity that has, like with Satan over the nations, weakened the nations, and it's weakened the church. And I know that you've spoken quite a bit about this in the last two ministerial conferences that we had, but I'd like you to talk about this a little bit with us.
Well, I think unity is obvious. It's so important in God's mind. When we look at the example, the greatest example of unity ever is the example of the Word, the Logos, and the one who became known as the Father. They were together forever, for eternity. You know, it's mind-boggling to us to consider eternity, but they were at one. All those, you know, all those many, many years, eons, whatever you call it, for eternity, and there's never any disputing or arguing or ugly moments between the two of them. You know, they are perfect, and they are one. And that's what we need to grasp that vision and really try to understand that, what that means to us as God's people today, his church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And we need to be speaking the same things. We need to look to God for understanding from his word. We have certain policies and things that are in place that will allow us to have unity if everyone will just follow those policies, putting God first, but respecting one another, loving each other.
Well, that's part of the work of the ministry, is to have the mosaic of his church and be able to, you know, rein in the people who are loud and bring out the people that are quiet.
I like a challenge, so I guess that's a good thing. You know, I see how God is guiding and directing the church and the ministry and our membership, and it's really exciting to be a part of that, you know, to be able to get directly involved. I really would like to see us serve God better in the future. You know, to me, it all hinges on whether or not we're pleasing to God. One day, you know, if we learn to love each other in all of our weaknesses, in all of our foibles, we really will confound the mighty one day, because they'll look at this motley crew and they'll see that God has done a great work in his people.
Well, yes, I believe that God will. And we have to, in the environment that we have, such as working here at the home office, you know, we've got to know each other very, very well, but we need to really, truly give people space, give people approval, give people encouragement. All these things are so very, very important. And if it could spread out to the churches, we could, even as people who have a variety of backgrounds, can really build something very beautiful. Well, Mark, it's just been really wonderful talking to you here. I really want to talk to Mark more because I believe that he probably has his pulse and more of the heartbeat of what's happening in the church. And we can talk about more of these things as he develops in his work. Thank you for joining us on Inside United today. Come back for more soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.